Yeah, another battle over religious and secular rights is playing out at the U.S. Supreme Court today. It is over Obamacare. The health law allows free birth control coverage for women with an automatic exemption for religious institutions like churches. But religious nonprofits like schools are not exempt. They were given a workaround, but some of them say even that burdens their free exercise of religion. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
There are cases before the court from all over the country. The plaintiffs range from universities to small service organizations. Among them, the Little Sisters of the Poor, which runs homes for the elderly poor. At the Washington, D.C. Little Sisters home, run by an order of Catholic nuns, the residents are singing and at least one of them dancing. Resident Alberta Wright, over 100 years old, gives a little shimmy as she dances with one of the sisters. The home, which houses about 100 residents, is spacious, airy, and light-filled, with as few institutional markings as possible. Though there are crucifixes everywhere, neither the residents nor the staff are all Catholic. Sister Constance Veit is our guide.
We try to keep it nice for everybody. We live here too, and it's really their home, and we want it to really be truly their home.
And warm and welcoming it is. But the Little Sisters have a religious objection to birth control, and they believe that the workaround at issue in this case makes them complicit in providing contraception for their employees. The government, in contrast, views the law as a reasonable accommodation. Kathleen Sebelius was Secretary of Health and Human Services when the ACA was enacted and the workaround created.
Anyone who has a religious objection doesn't have to pay for, doesn't have to refer, doesn't have to organize, doesn't have to accommodate that contraception coverage for his or her employees. What they are required to do is provide a notification to the government or to their insurer that they are opting out. That's it.
The government then steps in to fill the gap, and along with the insurer, for example, Blue Cross Blue Shield or a third-party administrator, makes birth control available without charge to employees, dependents, and students who want birth control coverage. Sister Constance says she doesn't object to signing the required form or a letter.
The religious burden is what that signifies, and the fact that the government would, you know, be inserting services that we object to into our plan, and it would still carry our name.
But just a few miles from the Little Sisters' home is Georgetown University, an elite Catholic institution where many of the students, faculty, staff, and their dependents are not Catholic, and they want birth control coverage. Allison Tanner, a law review editor, helped put together a brief in the case filed on behalf of the estimated thousands of people on her campus who are currently getting birth control under the accommodation, but would not if the Little Sisters prevail in the Supreme Court. She notes that nationally, 1.9 million students attend roughly 1,000 religiously affiliated schools that object to birth control. As she sees it, requiring these institutions to opt out by notifying the government or the insurer of their objections is not much of a burden.
The burden on a woman who will not have insurance access to contraception is heavy without some form of workaround for the religious objection.
Indeed, some 28 states impose much stricter requirements for birth control coverage. According to the Institute of Medicine, because birth control is prescribed not just to avoid pregnancy, but to treat various female conditions, it is the most frequently taken drug for women ages 15 to 60. And it is expensive, at least $30 a month for pills, and as much as $1,000 for some IUDs. Nobody doubts the sincerity of the various objecting religious entities, but 7 of the 8 appeals courts that have ruled on the workaround have said it does not impose a substantial burden on religious rights, that it does serve a compelling government interest in providing health care, and thus does not violate the federal law known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. In the Supreme Court today, lawyer Paul Clement will argue that the workaround is a substantial burden.
The government itself admits that they can't provide the services unless they get this necessary information from my clients. when you force somebody to pay for somebody else's contraception, including forms of contraception that many religions view as abortifacients, you are treading on religiously difficult territory.
That's not what this workaround does, replies University of Virginia law professor Douglas Laycock, who's filed a brief on behalf of the Joint Baptist Committee for Religious Liberty.
This is the only time in 30 years of filing briefs that I've ever filed on the government side in a free exercise case.
True, he says, the metaphysical objections in this case may matter to the objectors religiously. But in any practical sense, he says, this is the government's plan.
The government instructs the insurer to deliver the contraception, instructs the insurer to deliver it with its own funds that are kept segregated from any premiums paid by the employer.
Indeed, he notes, the insurer can't even put birth control coverage information in the same envelope with other information. Those opposed to birth control argue that there are other ways to provide the insurance coverage without involving objecting institutions at all. Have a separate birth control package available on the Obamacare insurance exchanges, for instance. But former Secretary Sebelius replies that no such program exists, that it would have to be created and funded by Congress, which has shown no interest in doing so. Just 2 years ago, in another case, the Supreme Court seemed to suggest that the workaround created for religious nonprofits could be extended to some for-profit companies that have similar objections. In this case, however, the court is being asked to eliminate the workaround altogether. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.